Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the lesson read. Scripture says, heaven and earth, the universe created by God in the beginning, will pass away or perish. Hebrew 1 quotes Psalm 102, in the beginning, O Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will wear out like a garment. They will be changed. That God remains the same, we all agree. But Lutheran theologians disagree whether this passing away of heaven and earth is a total annihilation or only a transformation. Luther taught a transformation. Gerhard taught that the world would perish. And different proof texts have been used to support each view. But in the end, theologians have agreed to disagree on this matter. Gerhard wrote this, "Many would rather reserve judgment in this question and leave this matter to future experience than take a definite stand now." Future experience? The only future experience that will explain this is Christ's second coming. This is not nuclear science. This is the return of our Lord. Future experience. I can't imagine Luther and Gerhard standing in their resurrected bodies there in Germany. They see what's going on, whatever amazing events are taking place. Luther perhaps sees the world perishing, and he turns to Gerhard, who says, "Pay up, Martin." Probably, though, most of us will fall into Gerhard's category of those who reserve judgment and don't take a definite stand just now. But many of you in the very near future will have an experience when this same text is read at a funeral. As pastors, you may choose to read this text as the epistle lesson at the burial of the dead. And you'll read, "There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new." Some of you will have a very near future experience with this text again. Or some of you may be sitting in a pew and hear this text being read at the death of a friend or a loved one, a husband or a child. And if you choose to read this text, you will be taking a stand, a very definite stand, about death and our Lord. You will stand over the casket holding the earthly remains of someone's husband or wife, perhaps a son or daughter. The family will have no more future experiences in this life with their loved one. There will be crying, there will be mourning, they will be in pain. And this entire congregation will be looking to you for peace and comfort and reassurance that this friend, this loved one, is in heaven. And you as pastors can stand confidently and proclaim to them that this person is in death, in Christ's death. And in his death, he has swallowed up death. And in him, there is new life in heaven. You will give them peace and comfort and reassurance, and you will stand confidently and believe and preach and proclaim. Even in death, those redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ will have even more glorious future experience with their loved ones in heaven, in heavenly bliss. The closeness that we share as a community here, as friends, as family, will be perfected, will be multiplied. He has drawn close to us, and we will be brought to him. He has drawn close to us as a pillar, a fire, a cloud, a voice, words, yesterday, in bread and wine, and in your past, in water and words of baptism. there will be no mourning, no more pain, no more crying, because you see, the old order of things has passed away. He has come to us. Do not reserve judgment about this text. Do not reserve judgment when you read this text at a funeral or hear this text being read, but stand confidently in the merits of Jesus Christ. Proclaim them and envision them just as John saw that holy city coming down from heaven. Coming down from heaven, God as a bride for her husband. Your standing, your proclaiming, and your envisioning of what's going to happen to this dead person and to those sitting in the pews and to yourself brings peace and brings comfort and brings reassurance. Christ's victory over death is won. Christ's victory over death and his return brings comfort and peace and reassurance to those who mourn at that funeral service, which may not be too far away, and even today, for us who watch and wait. These words were written here, and these words were written here, and these words are placed here, and these words live here because they are trustworthy and they are true. Preachers, preach these words. They are your future as well. Watch and wait. Luther and Gerhard, even if it were possible, I doubt they would actually wager on the method of heaven and earth's passing. Annihilation or transformation, it's open for theological debate, but the confession about our God, who wipes away every tear from our eye, is not. We, and Luther, and Gerhard, the 12, the prophets, the patriarchs, the watchers, the holy ones, we believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, who, in some way, will renew it. We believe in Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven and who will come down again for us to be our judge and will say, "You are holy and righteous in my sight even now." And we believe in the Holy Spirit, one holy Christian and apostolic church. And we look with dry eyes for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world, our world, ourselves, that will come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We will watch. We will wait, we will stand, we will proclaim, and we will sing, and we will fear not, because the old order has passed away, and you have come to us in the flesh, in Jesus Christ. God the Father who created you, God the Son who redeemed you by his blood, God the Holy Spirit who sanctified you by baptism and made you to be his holy temple, will keep you in the one true faith until that life everlasting. Amen.